This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The stories we're following: schools around North Texas disrupted today by threats, and a lot of them. We'll have the latest. Dallas cop has to turn in his uniform. He lost his job, and we're hearing from the astronauts that are stuck on the International Space Station for now 8 months. Your 15 minutes of continuous news starts now.
You know, police across North Texas, they are really having to crack down. There are teens that are just making threat after threat against schools. Three of them have been arrested in Arlington.
This morning, officers arrested a Lamar High School student who threatened a staff member. Police also charged 18-year-old Kevin Martinez Molina with making a terroristic threat after they say he posted a threat against Arlington High School on social media as a prank. Police say he does not attend the school and has been charged with a felony. The third arrest was a gun junior high school student who made a verbal threat against the school. Several people heard it and reported it. In Wiley, police arrested a 16-year-old who'd been expelled for making threats against Wiley East. Two people called police last night saying he was at the Whataburger and had threatened to shoot up the school. And finally, a student was arrested for making a threat against Hunt Middle School in Frisco. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, these threats against North Texas schools are having an impact.
Kemp was the only district to close school this week, but as a precaution, many other districts increased police presence and adjusted athletic events. Like the Dallas ISD, they've moved Saturday night's game between Madison and Lincoln at Kincaid Stadium to tomorrow morning at Forrester Field. And the district says the change is not related to last week's killing of a Kimball High School JV football player near Kincaid. On Monday, local pastors will address the community at 2 o'clock in DeSoto to urge an end to the threat. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So we started as some sort of disturbance. It was involving a student at Rockwell High School and ended up with a complaint against an officer involved. Rockwell police are now telling us that the department's school resource officers were called to the school to help out with the staff with a situation involving a student. This apparently all happened Wednesday afternoon. Now, when they tried to detain the student, the student resisted. The police say the student was injured, and now police are saying they are investigating a complaint alleging the officer was using excessive force. We don't really know what the initial disturbance was all about, but we do know exactly how that student was hurt. The department's asking the Texas Rangers now to handle this investigation.
Bat in Plano test positive for rabies. The city says they picked up the bat this week, decided to get it tested because the crew's worried about its health. They found it just off of 75 near Parker. The city doesn't know if the bat actually spent any time around people or pets, but anyone that suspects it needs to call animal control.
Two women from Fort Worth are under arrest for human trafficking after troopers stopped them in Kinney County. This was just west of San Antonio. After the driver, Vanessa Gutierrez, gave troopers permission to search the trunk, they found two illegal immigrants crammed inside. EBS shared videos showing the discovery and the arrest of Gutierrez, as well as Crisol Reyes.
You have to bring it back. You can under arrest for 2 minutes longer.
Oh, there you go.
Both women charged with human trafficking. The people in the trunk, they have now been handed over to Border Patrol. We have that video on our website, KRLD.com.
Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia fires a cop. He got busted for being drunk in public. Little Elm Police arrested Officer Frank Johnson in March. He still has a case pending in Denton County, but the chief said the evidence is strong enough to fire him for being drunk in public and engaging in what they call adverse behavior.
Well, Dallas detectives continue to piece together what led to a shooting in downtown at the Continental Apartments. Three people got hurt with this shooting yesterday afternoon, including a student. Neighbors who live in the building say while violence is rare, the shooting highlights ongoing crime issues.
On a beautiful Friday, you'd expect most in downtown to be focused on weekend plans. But outside the Continental Apartments, we met Catherine, who told us she's planning to move.
It's a lot going on. It's a lot.
And she says that's before Dallas police descended on 1810 Commerce Thursday afternoon to reported shooting. DPD says officers arrived at the high-rise residential. It found three people shot inside, including a Dallas ISD student. All are expected to be okay, but investigators say no arrests have been made.
It's just chaos in here.
While Thursday's shooting marked a rare instance of violent crime here, online records show Dallas PD has responded to at least 9 incidents at the Continental since July 1st for reports of motor vehicle and property theft. Catherine says she's reported people coming into the lobby as well who shouldn't be there.
If they get past these two doors here, they just come in, get on the elevator, and it's just, you got people rambling constantly, roaming about in the halls.
Our attempts to get questions answered from the Chicago-based property management group that oversees the Continental were not immediately returned Friday afternoon.
That is NBC5 David Goins reporting. Alrighty, it is now 5:10. I'm Kristen Diaz here with David Rankin. It is that time of year again. We are just on the heels of Hispanic Heritage Month, and starting this weekend, you can enjoy learning about and celebrating Hispanic culture at the Fort Worth Botanic Gardens. Celebramos! It's a month-long calendar of events. Some of them are adults only. Most of them are family-friendly. But you should start putting them on your calendar. Once again, we are joined by Estela Martina Stewart. She is with Visit Fort Worth and Fort Worth Botanic Gardens. For our North Texans who are new, how do they start making this a new tradition?
Well, we definitely want everybody to start this year visiting the Fort Worth Botanic Garden starting on Saturday, September 14th, with a free event. It's going to be our Latin American flag parade and the kickoff celebration for Celebramos and Hispanic Heritage at the Botanic Garden.
You break this down into different events every single weekend. How do you decide what order to put things in?
Well, you know, it's interesting, but last year we did our first Latin American flag parade. We had so much fun. We had so many people from different countries participate that we really wanted to have an opportunity to make it a real beginning of the show, because there's so many countries. It's interesting. We've been learning a lot. You know, so many countries that are celebrating the independence of their countries, from Mexico to Guatemala to El Salvador to Costa Rica, Nicaragua. So every year we're learning, and, you know, we thought, what a best way to start than let's kick off with this flag parade that it was a great event last year, and this year is going to be phenomenal.
What are some examples of some of the events that people can come out to enjoy and start planning?
Definitely anybody from any country from Latin America. One of the things we're adding is dancing. You know, you just said it really correctly. Every country celebrates a different type of cuisine and dance. So this year we'll start with a little bit of salsa, a little bit of ballet folklorico. I have to mention this. We're going to have generational ballet folkloricos. We're going to have ballet folklorico, the forward with the little kids. But we're bringing Tiffany Rodriguez, that just started a ballet at TCU, and a senior citizen, the Abuelitos Ballet Folklorico from Wise County. So we're going to have people dancing from 6 to 85 years old celebrating the tradition. So I wanted to mention that special event. But throughout the month, we're going to have beautiful things from like a family wellness day. We want everybody to learn how to take care of themselves. There's going to be a lot of screenings, different things. That would be on September 21st. But that day, we're finishing with a tequila and margarita festival. So, you know, it's a great way to take care of you in the morning and party and have fun at night.
That is Estela Martinez, steward with Visit Fort Worth and Fort Worth Botanic Gardens. You can hear the full interview at KRLD.com. The link there will also take you to the calendar so you can start seeing all of their events for the next month.
Looking for work? You could do a lot worse than finding a job at Aldi. It's hiring 13,000 new workers, and Aldi's also increasing its minimum wage for new hires. It has more than 2,300 stores around the country. Starting pay is up to $18 per hour in the store. If you get a job at the warehouse, starting pay hits $23 per hour. And over the course of a year, that $23 an hour translates to $47,000 a year. And if you work more than 30 hours a week, Aldi also pays for health insurance and paid time off. America's been a nation of immigrants, and that's the case now more than ever. The American Community Survey finds the number of foreign-born U.S. residents is now higher than at any other time in more than 100 years. It's up to 14.3% in the last year. That's up by a half a point in just 1 year. It hasn't been that high since 1910. Population growth in this country happened mostly due to immigrants in 2023. Two-thirds of the growth is from foreign-born people, more than half from Latin American countries.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.